You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 22 with Amber Housley. Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day. Hey, you guys, before we jump into the show, I just wanted to let you know how you can share the episodes a lot easier if you have an iPhone. If you are looking at my episode while it's playing on your phone, you will see three dots on the right-hand bottom. And so if you go down to the bottom right-hand, you will see that it says share episode. All you have to do is click that and you can text someone the episode. So it's so much easier if you want to send this to your friends and you don't have to worry about trying to get into the computer and sending links. So that's a great way to do that. So let's jump into the show. You guys, you're in for a treat this week. We have Amber Housley, who is the marketing director of Southern Weddings and Cultivate What Matters, as well as her own brand, Amber Housley. So if you guys have a business and you're struggling or you just don't know where to go, this episode is great to listen to. And it can be an MLM business. It could be you have a business on Etsy, or it could be a business that you're just starting up on your own of a graphic design or whatever. This episode is great to hear. Also, we just dive into how Amber works a full-time job and she runs her own business and she has two young kids. So if you know anyone that is trying to do a side hustle or they're working full-time, this is a great episode to listen to. I think you guys will really be able to relate to her story. And also, if you have friends that are starting up their businesses, make sure you share this episode. And like I said, you can just go to the bottom right-hand corner where the three dots are to share the episode. All right. I hope you guys are inspired this week by this episode. Let's go to the show. Amber, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I like to start off every show with an icebreaker. I love to travel, and so I love asking people where their favorite destinations are. So what is your favorite vacation spot that you have gone to and why? And this can be with or without kids.
Yeah, I would say our favorite vacation spot, I'll say our, because I believe my husband's is the same. We like to go down to the 30A region of Florida. So it's along the Gulf Coast between Panama City and Destin. And we just love that whole beach area around there. So it could be with kids or without kids.
Yeah.
We just love the beach
there. What is your favorite town down there?
We like to stay in Grayton Beach. So we'll stay there. Yeah. Or we'll stay over in Seagrove. We kind of stay on either side of Seaside and Watercolor.
Yeah.
Just so you can have those amenities, but not have to deal with like the traffic. And it's a lot more expensive in that little spot.
Yes.
So we kind of like to save a little. So we can have more spending money for other fun things.
Yeah. So Grayton and Seagrove are a little less expensive, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what makes you want to stay on that side versus maybe more, you know, in Rosemary Beach, Destin, or heading that way?
Yeah. I think it's just, it has a lot of, it's not as developed, I'd say. Like it doesn't have the, you know, all, I mean, Rosemary has the amazing architecture and like the cute little shops. And I love like going over there. But there's something about Grayton that is very low key and laid back, and all the homes are different, and just the beaches are kind of just a little bit, you know, you don't have as many people around you at that time. So we kind of like that. We like having our own space.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love going there. So it's an amazing place that if you're not really from this area or, you know, in the southern states, I feel like people don't really know about it.
Yeah.
And, it's a little hidden gem. Until we start talking about it.
Well, everyone. And I think, you know, we've been going there for about 9 years, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, every time we go back, it's more and more busy. So
it
I think
is.
More and more people are finding about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's jump into the interview. How about you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Well, my, you know, online home is amberhousley.com. And there I offer lots of resources to help other women growing their creative businesses. So I do that by hosting Inspired Retreat, which, you know, we may talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it is a 4-day kind of conference experience that's really intimate for creative women entrepreneurs. I also have a course that's coming out soon to help women with marketing and growing their business. I do a little bit of lifestyle blogging there too, because I have a longtime love of entertaining. I used to be a wedding planner. So you see some of that content kind of sprinkled in there. And then also, in addition to just having my business, which to me is like a full-time business in its sense, in one sense, I do have a full-time career as marketing director at Cultivate What Matters and Southern Weddings Magazine. So I work from home for that business. And at Southern Weddings, we publish a magazine and we help create lots of resources for brides to go ahead and create a meaningful beginning to married life. And at Cultivate What Matters, we create products that help women kind of cultivate a more intentional life in where they're at. Like if they're a mother or, you know, as a young woman, just doing things in their life that mean something, you know, greater than maybe what society says today. So it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, those sound like really fun jobs and you are really busy. And so I wanted to go into, so you live outside of Nashville and you have two kids. And so I want to just let the listeners know that you are a mom.
Two young ones.
And I was just going to add that this feels full circle for me because some of the listeners may know this, but you know, I went to your very first Inspired retreat here in Nashville in 2012. And I remember going thinking, I don't have a creative business, but I've always wanted to do something and just didn't know what. And I met so many great people there. And I mean, that's how I know Carly. And, you know, I had her on the show and now we're really good friends. So it's not only about just going and learning new stuff. It's also, you know, just a great place to meet new people that are like-minded. And so I feel too, when you're willing to step out and do something uncomfortable, many times great things happen. And I mean, you know, it wasn't easy because Sarah Rose, who we both know, she's our photographer for the family, and she's the one who mentioned it to me. And I just thought, well, I don't have a business, so I don't really know. But it sounded really, it sounded something that was really interesting to me. So I was like, okay, I definitely want to try. So, and then when you were speaking at the retreat, you kept bringing up Laura Casey and making things happen. And then I'm like, who's this girl? I'm like, I need to go check her out. And so I dragged Todd with me a year later. And so we go to Phoenix to go to Making Things Happen. And so to me, it's like, oh my gosh. So here we are, you know, so many years later, you're working for Laura Casey. And it's just, you know, so it's fun to talk to you because now I know her and have done, you know, that conference or event, whatever they call it. And now I'm having a podcast and you're on it. And so we're, you know, in 2012, I really didn't know what I was doing and what I wanted to do. So I just wanted to add that so that it kind of allowed the listeners to kind of have an idea of how this all began. So I'm pretty excited, even though this isn't about me.
But I mean, 5 years later, I mean, it is wild. Like I never would have known that this is how it would all turn out, but it's been a really fun ride.
Well, so this leads me into my first question. How about we talk about your retreat that, you know, that you host, the Inspired Retreat, and what was your why behind starting this?
Yeah, well, you know, the original format of Inspired, which you were, you know, you attended, it was a 1-day workshop that it grew into two, and it was in the local downtown Nashville. And it grew out of the idea of, and I was working full time at a digital marketing agency and was learning all these great things about marketing. I had already done my career for many years before that. But as I started my own, you know, side business and wedding planning and invitations, I realized that a lot of my colleagues in the industry were missing a lot of like important steps in, you know, marketing their business. And I was applying those to my own business and having really great success. And so I kind of wanted to impart some of that wisdom and ideas to, you know, some of my colleagues. And so that's actually how Inspired first came about. And just over the years, it just changed and developed when I started to see what really resonated among the people. And you kind of just said it best, where it's not just about the business resources, but it's about the community and the relationships that you get from the experience. And that's how I ended up, you know, kind of changing into a format now that is a 4-day retreat. It is, you know, away from the world, so to speak, because it's at a beautiful bed and breakfast outside Nashville in the woods. We're the only ones there on the property. And it, you know, most people come and they don't know anybody. They're there all alone, but they leave with all these new best friends. And just, it becomes like a more richer experience. And so I love, it's very life-giving for me to be able to host that. And then it's just neat to see the attendees, like when they leave, the experiences and the things that they go and make happen. So,
yeah, I agree. And I definitely want to go back and experience this since that was just a 1-day when I went. Who would you say this is for if people are listening to this?
Yeah, I would say that this is for women who are, you know, have at least maybe a year under their belt of their business. They're already kind of past the setting up stage. Like they've got their website, they've gotten things going, but now they're kind of like, what's next? What do I, you know, or I understand how I need to service my clients and customers. And, you know, I've got that kind of under my belt, but I'm really not sure about what skills I need to know next. Or for the person who's like, I hear everyone telling me, like yelling at me that I need to be doing X, Y, and Z in my marketing. I need to be doing Facebook and I need to do live videos and I need to do email lists. Like, and she's really feeling overwhelmed. This is a great place to just get information and resources from women who have already been there. And so the speakers that I select really love to just work one-on-one or in small groups with the attendees and just work with people who are really, you know, excited and not super overwhelmed, but they're just excited to just get their hands on more information. And for, you know, women, moms, I mean, most of the women who come to Inspired Retreat are moms. And so this is kind of actually like a selfish, like a good selfish little getaway to just take care of yourself and to just have that time out and have those 4 days only for you.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that, that's a great place
me,
to be.
I am. Yes. No. And when you were saying, cause you even recommended to me, and I wanted to say this to everybody, that when, before I started the podcast, I had thought about going to the one in the fall, and you were just saying, you know what? Just get it going, get it started. And I do appreciate that you're not just trying to pull people in to make a dollar, you know, that you really want it to be a good fit because you want them to walk away not completely confused, but actually being able to put things into motion. And so everything that you just said about everyone's coming saying you need to do this, that's actually where I'm at. I'm like, I'm like, so like, I need your retreat today. And so, so that's great. I'm glad that you mentioned all that. And so also, if you can give us a little bit about what women learn during those days they are there, because I will say, if you just looked at your website, you would just be drawn in for how beautiful it is. Because one, the location, and two, your styling of everything, that alone, I would be like, I'm just going there. I don't care what I'm learning. It's so pretty.
Thank you. I'm very grateful that you said that. You know, I love to take care of the women when they're there. And I love entertaining, like I kind of already said, and being a former wedding planner, like Inspired Retreat is now my opportunity to like use all those skills all over again and do these amazing dinners and details and everything at different little cocktail parties and things. But in between all that, the things that you'll learn from it is there's a heavy emphasis on marketing just because that's what I have a passion for. And so there is a lot of different techniques you'll learn in marketing, or when you want to launch a product or a program, you'll learn like steps on how to do that. And you'll learn, you know, tricks and shortcuts on how to make maybe your imagery or like any of the content you create, you know, more richer and just fit your overall brand style. So I want to tell people that you can find a lot of this information on the internet. Like you could probably Google, if you had the time, you could sit down for hours and try to find all this. But I always say that, like, I always see people when they leave Inspired, they're like, I heard it, like being there firsthand and experiencing it with my hands, face to face with the instructor, and just going through the motions, like that's a whole different learning experience. And they really walk away feeling equipped with what, you know, all of the knowledge and information they gained at all of the sessions. And what I love to do is that I like to tailor the programming. So this isn't a conference where you go and you sit in, you know, a one big large room and you hear, you know, speaker after speaker after speaker, because that personally is not my favorite learning style. So you do spend some time together in, you know, some of the larger discussions, but then we break out into smaller groups and you get to pick what topics more resonate with you and your business, because some may not, you know, fit with your business, but others may. So I really like that, you know, that experience there.
Yeah, I agree. And I do like that because that must be a new thing that you've changed.
It is.
Doing
it
the retreat. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have more time to do it, to make it, you know, break it down before, you know, in one day you kind of have to get it all out, you know, if you want everybody to walk away with the information. So this leads me into asking, did you ever think that you would be running your own brand and business still working full time with another company?
Right. I know. I did not. And I think it's because I like to do a lot of things. I mean, that's quite honestly, I've always just done a lot of things and I like to work and I'm very passionate about a lot of things. And so, you know, in the beginning, when I first started my businesses, my plan was always to leave my full-time career But over the years, I started to realize that, you know, I could have a different definition of success for myself and for my family. And that could mean, you know, still having a full-time career and still running my business. And I'm in a, you know, wonderful position today with Laura Casey Media with, you know, Southern Weddings and Cultivate What Matters, where, you know, I work from home. I have, a little bit more flexibility to be able to pick my kids up and do things with them, you know, at school activities and the products that we create there, I'm really passionate about and I believe in them. And so when you have an opportunity like that, like, and something that fits so well with my own brand, because a lot of the people who are, you know, maybe clients or customers of me, like they're natural, you know, advocates for Cultivate What Matters. They use power sheets, and vice versa. And so it was just a really great fit that I can't imagine it any other way right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, and I wanted to ask you, what do you feel like your biggest obstacle is though when trying to do all that you do for your brand and also work? Because I'm thinking women are probably wondering, how, like, is she sleeping? Like, what is she doing?
Well, you know, I think I've done the Amber Housley thing for so many years. And so I know how to, I guess, use, you know, run that business in the way like that makes the most impact, so to speak. So like, I know where to use my talents in the best way and say, like, I'm only going to do one inspired retreat this year. Like, I'm going to pick and choose my projects on Amber Housley so I can make sure like they're the most satisfying. They're, you know, maybe the best return on investment and so forth. And I'm going to cut everything else. Like, I had to learn that over the years. I couldn't do everything for my business.
Yeah.
I would say though, like a current obstacle I have is that, you know, I do feel guilt either way. Like I can feel guilt when I'm, you know, giving 110% to my full-time career. And then my business is getting neglected a little bit just because I'm tired. Like I don't, you know, I used to be able to stay up late at night and work, and I can't do that anymore with the two little ones we have right now. Yeah. I'm exhausted by the time I'm putting them in bed. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah. So I think sometimes I have guilt when I'm like neglecting my business, but, you know, once I jump right back into it, I feel wonderful and I feel like happy and excited about it. So that's something that I just know that I'd have to be more intentional about and carve out that time.
Yeah, no, that's good that you shared that. And I was going to ask you, with you dropping one of the retreats, because you used to do two, are you still just keeping it to 30 people or are you going to make it bigger? Oh, you are.
No. It'll still be just 30 people. Yeah, yeah. And actually about that, 24 of them are going to be attendees. So it's very intimate, very small. Yeah. So I'm not really changing anything about it except for I'm just doing only one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of effort to put on an event.
It is.
Especially at the level that I know that you would want to do. I mean, it just takes a lot. And so it's wise of you to kind of adjust where you need to, you know, and not just keep trying to do it. And then, I don't know, just kind of be maybe resentful at the end that you're just like, oh, I'm doing it. And because, you know, that's what I've been doing before, instead of just really thinking about, but what's the smart thing for me to do so that I can really give it 100% and give the other things 100% when they need to be focused on. So,
I
think,
well,
that's
and
good.
You know, I spent, you know, a good 2 years in my business where I was trying to do many things, but, you know, inspired was the main thing. But I realized like I couldn't fit anything more in, but yet I had this list of things I wanted to accomplish still. And so it was like finally saying, okay, I just need to cut, you know, take out Inspired Retreat completely from the calendar for the first half of the year. And then suddenly I have this huge window of time to like do all these things that I wanted to do. And so that made me feel excited again, you know, made me feel like more renewed about it.
Right. Yeah. So how about you give us a little bit of a glimpse of what you actually do for Cultivate What Matters?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am marketing director. So I help manage and implement all of the marketing campaigns that we do to just bring more awareness to the products that we create. Like the Power Sheets are an intentional goal planner. That's our number one product. It sold out this year. I was super excited since I was at the front end of that when I joined the team. So I was able to be a part of the full launch of that. We also create other products that are faith-based. We have a Write the Word journal, and Laura is obviously a book author as well. And so we get to do lots of things. She has a new book that's coming out this June. So I kind of have my hands in everything at Cultivate What Matters. All of the products, our online shops, our social media, and I help kind of just, you know, make lots of recommendations and strategies and everything around how we just bring more brand awareness and, you know, help more people, like kind of help women do more intentional things in their lives. So that's Cultivate What Matters. And Southern weddings, that you might as well just duplicate it. It's just for Southern brides. So all of the same things. It's really fun to be able to do it on both brands.
That is so exciting. And so I just got Power Sheets for the first time this year. Do you want to just explain to us what that looks like? Because you'll be better at explaining it than I would, since this is your job. Because I feel like, well, first of all, people are like, Power Sheets. Okay, what the heck is Power Sheets? That doesn't even give you an idea of how pretty the book is. Like, I think Power Sheets and I think like Power Sheets. But then you open it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so pretty. And so how about you explain to everybody so that they can maybe put that on their Christmas wish list for next year and get it. Yeah.
And what I was going to say is, we sold out, but we do have 6 month editions that are coming in. That will be in May. So you can actually pre-order those now. And we're kind of telling everyone, you haven't missed out on, you know, kind of having a great year, because you can finish the last 6 months of the year well. So Power Sheets, you know, were kind of created out of, it was Laura Casey created them. And basically it was because traditional goal setting just didn't work for her. And I don't think it really sometimes works for anybody, or like making New Year's resolutions and things like that. So when you like create goals in your life, they can sometimes be overwhelming. And more often than not, they're really not connected to what matters in your life. Like, we create a lot of arbitrary goals. Like, I want to make X amount of dollars. I want to lose 25 pounds. I want to, like, all of these, you know, big lofty goals. But Power Sheets actually help you not create another to-do list for your life, but have a really clear path going into, you know, making these goals actually happen. So you're really living intentionally and not on accident. That's like one of the things that Laura speaks about a lot. So the Power Sheets workbooks, you know, they're a spiral bound, and they have monthly tabs on it. And there's a really great section at the beginning with prep work. And that's kind of my most favorite part. Did you enjoy that part of Power Sheets?
Yes, but it also really makes you think. I mean, you really have to, I mean, I had to do it in chunks because I'm like, this is a lot to think about. And I just want to say, it is so smart of you guys. And I don't know if this is Laura, if this is everybody, that they talk about just write it down. It's okay if it's messy because you just want it to be so pretty. And you're just like, I want to write this and I want to say it right. And I want it to look right. And I don't want to scratch anything off. And then, but it's like, you guys create areas that it's like, no, you go write it however you want, mess it up, who cares? Yeah. And I really feel like just giving that permission that you just can really then, I don't know, unleash what you're thinking instead of thinking about how it's going to actually look written down. So I definitely appreciate that. And those are very good. And my other friend got it too. And she said the same thing before I even saw that part in the book, that she said, I'm afraid to mess it up. And then I'm like, oh, see, they already know. See, they're already thinking like us. Yes. They're already telling us, no, write in it. Who cares? You know? Yes. And the thing for me that I really like is, you know, really about progress, not perfection. Just keep moving along. And one of the parts of the sheet for each month, how you kind of have that that bar where you can kind of pencil in as you go. And I think that's so great, you know, because sometimes things are just kind of gray, meaning it's not black or white, like yes or no, did you do it? It's kind of like, well, you moved it a little bit, but could you check it off that you did it? I don't know. It's like, but you moved the scale a little bit over, you know? So I, those are the fun things for me. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, like you're explaining it great. And we do, we encourage people, like, make a mess, cross things out, like get messy in it. And I think so many people are apprehensive about planners or things in general. They're like, I just don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
But that's where the good stuff is. And we also, we'll also encourage people that no one else is going to see this, but you, you know, unless you go and share it, you know, all of it publicly, which a lot of us on the team, we do share. Laura shares hers as well. You know, monthly, we help encourage people by showing what ours look like. But the idea is, like, it's just for you. And, you know, if you're not, you know, putting those words down on the paper, then they're just going to be still floating upside your head. So, but after you kind of set your goals for the year, and we walk through like a lot of process to help uncover what those goals could be, every month you have a tending list. And so the idea is that you're doing things on a monthly basis, weekly, daily, and all of them are just little steps that add up, you know, little by little, to helping make those bigger goals for the year happen. And so that's, I mean, for me, I have my Power Sheets out to the tending list on a daily basis. Like, it just sits out on my desk and I can go over there and you know, mark things off, or do the, we move to a progress bar on the monthly ones. Like you said, sometimes it's not black or white. Sometimes right. you just did a little that month and, you know, you can kind of track your progress along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and I do yeah. like it. I do like, that you guys, post pictures of your pages, because sometimes, you know how you think, like your own self, and kind of like mm-hmm. you do, but when you see how someone else has done it, it kind of just, not that you have to copy it, but it kind of is like, oh, well, that's a good idea. Or I didn't mm-hmm. think about it that way. So I do think that really helps people, especially if they're visual and they're, and I really think it goes back to people don't want to mess up. So I do feel like by seeing like an example of you guys, I think it kind of goes, oh, okay, that's how they did it. And, oh, you know, and I think you feel a little bit more confident in writing things down. As silly as that sounds, because I'm sure some people are thinking, why are you just not writing it down? But I think when you see it, it can be intimidating because you just want it to be perfect. You want to put the most perfect goals and the most perfect thing. And I think it's just really about getting it down and then adjusting if that's really not where you want to go. And then you can change it monthly, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and even halfway through, there's goal refreshes where you can say, you know what? Mm-hmm. This first, you know, 6 months, this isn't what, you know, my goals have changed because our lives are always constantly changing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something new that's come into your life or it's not as important anymore. So I really like that piece too.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's something in being a part of this community and part of the Cultivate What Matters community. Like we share our power sheets as team members because like we all have different stories. Like every one of us on the team has a different life stage right now or has different things. And so we're kind of just showing you like, look, these are all the possibilities of what you can have. Like there's no right or wrong here into what goals you tend to on a monthly basis. And it's like you said, it's just giving off lots of ideas for people of what they could cultivate.
Yeah. And the other thing that I really like too, and I'm realizing I'm just taking over the whole show with the power sheets.
And so I love talking about them.
Yeah. Is every month is the gratitude sheet because I think it's easy to just think about like, oh, if at the end of the year, you think about what was I grateful for this year, but it's easy to forget those things. So after each month, it talks about what were you grateful for or who you were grateful for. And I just think that's really good because it kind of makes you think about the month and think about what's happened. And so, you know, that you start the new month feeling grateful, which I think is awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and these tending lists, they give you, they offer that reflection at the end of the month. You know, when you thought this was such a busy season and then you look down at your tending list and you're like, wow, actually I fit a lot in there and it was good stuff, like meaningful things that happen. So that's true. And I actually, it's really funny because we're talking about these, the gratitude and everything to it. These become like little memory books.
Yeah.
They become like almost journals.
Yeah.
And one of my monthly goals this month was to do a purge, like a donation, you know, clutter, get rid of some decluttering in my office. And so this weekend, I'm actually staring at it right now. I have piles of all these different journals and things. I have all my old power sheets, like from the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, I hate the idea that I'm going to throw them away, but I'm like, I don't need them anymore, but they're such like great little memory books too.
So you are going to get rid of them. You're not going to keep them.
Oh my goodness. Because I'm kind of like, do I really need this? Like I,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Going back to that with the art of magic of tidying up.
I know. Does it bring you joy?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm but like, this does bring me joy, but it doesn't like have any more use. You know what I mean? Taking up space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's taking up space. Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know. Totally. I would have a hard time maybe giving that because it is interesting just to look back in your life to see what your goals were, what you were putting down, you know? So I don't know, maybe you take some pictures of some things.
I know, just for, memory sake,
like some key pages. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I, this leads me into more of the business aspect of your life and more about your brand. How about we jump into you sharing your expertise on marketing and business strategies?
Sure. What should we chat about? What do people want to know?
Yeah.
The most?
So I feel like, kind of going back to, what you were saying with, people are saying all these things and I think people are running around with their heads cut off because I feel like there's a lot of women who are wanting to start maybe businesses or they're even doing MLMs. They're not even doing creative. So multi-level marketing for people who don't know what the acronym is, but they still have to market themselves, even if they are doing direct sales or something or they're trying to make baby blankets. I mean, you know, whatever it is, What is your thoughts for people who are starting and they've just started and now they don't know where to put all their focus in. And, and instead of just running around in circles, what would you say if someone could sit next to them and be like, I think you should really focus on this, what would you say?
Yeah. Well, kind of a couple of things I would say. And the best example is actually a couple of weeks ago, I had two girlfriends over and they were both kind of starting their businesses. They've been doing it for a little while on the side, but now they were like, Amber, we want to get legit now. Like,
yeah,
would tell me what we need to do. And so finally I said, okay, look, girls, you're gonna come over on a Friday night. We're going to sit down and we're going to make you guys your websites. And, one of them is MLM. And then one of them is going to do a, like kind of a home interior design consulting.
Mm, yeah.
And, so two different businesses, but to me, they're almost the same in what they needed to do to start. So I said, you know, we really need to get you, a good, solid professional online presence. Like, I think that's the number one. You need to have like a home base for all the things you do. So people see that you're not a hobbyist at this. Like, you're not just doing this for fun, you know, like that you're treating this as a serious business. And so we sat down and we actually went to one of those sites to go and buy a branding package. And so we could go and get their logo set up and go and purchase some websites. We use Squarespace for that. And so, cause that's something that I'm familiar with, that website platform. And so we kind of laid everything out. And the reason why this was so important to me for them to have a really good professional, you know, online presence was also because they needed to have a good place for their content to live. Mm-hmm. And by content, I mean, you know, what kind of resources or blog posts or anything that they were going to share about their knowledge and tips and tricks and everything. You know, it needed to have a place to live beyond social media, because I always say that, you know, social media, we all know, is constantly changing. Every platform is popular 1 minute and then everyone's jumping on the next one, or they're coming back. Like, they're all coming back to Facebook now because of Facebook Live. So it's always going to change, but it's like your website and, you know, all of the, you know, resources and information you have to share, you know, that you have control over. And, that one, you know, you can let things live and you can repurpose them in lots of different ways. So, for me, it was, you know, having a really good solid foundation for your content and then creating content. And, you know, they kind of looked at me, you know, we got done with the end of the night and got them all set up. And they're like, okay, Amber, what's next? What do we do next? And I was like, okay, well, you have to start creating some content. You start to start helping people with your products and showing your expertise and showing them how you can make their lives better, you know, with the knowledge that you have. It doesn't matter which product, because one was a product and one was a service.
Right.
And I was explaining to them is that, you know, people buy things from other people because of the story that's behind it, because of the person. You know, the product is one thing, but they care about you as a person. And this is especially for my friend who is the MLM. I said, you know, this is a really popular product right now. Like, everyone's selling it right now on Facebook and everything. I said, but you're going to have a different way of telling that story and how it fits into your lifestyle. And she does lots of other things, like, you know, she's really into health and fitness and cooking and healthy recipes. So she almost, you know, has like a little mini lifestyle brand,
yeah,
where she will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this product just fits like naturally in it. And I was just telling her, like, that to me is, you want to have that, you know, personal relationship with you. Like, your people don't want to just buy you for this product. They want to know all sides of you and, you know, how, you know, you live your life and how they can, you know, bring a little bit of that into their own. And so, you're going to do that through content. You're going to have, you know, create these resources and tips and, you know, helpful pieces of information. So did that kind of help you? Did that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think though, like, so let's focus on the service. You're a friend that's doing the service. Mm-hmm. Especially because you did service, you know, a service-based industry. So if you don't have a product to sell, you know, a physical product to sell, and people are either wanting to become coaches or, you know, designers and stuff like that, or graphic designers, what would you say? So what was your thought to her for creating content so that people know, right, oh, okay, I want to start using her as a designer? That, 'cause right, I think services is a little bit harder because there's not really a physical object to say, here, this is for how much and do you want it?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So to me, in that case, you know, for her, I was telling her that she needed to start building up her portfolio. So she didn't have any pictures yet of some of, you know, most of the work she had done was in her own home.
Right.
Or she had helped like some other friends. And so I was kind of explaining to her that she needed to have that photographed. And the photos that she did have weren't of like the best like quality in terms of, you know, maybe the camera that was taken from, because it was probably like her phone or something like that. And so I said, you know, you really need a partner, because we have lots of friends who know, you know, have the fancy cameras now.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you need to, you know, get with one of your girlfriends and do some pictures, and they need to have no filters on them. They need to be clear, bright, like what you would see in a magazine. They need to be like that kind of natural lighting. And just kind of giving her those tips and photographing her work. And so to me, that would be the same if it was like a graphic designer. You need to start creating work of clients that you want to attract, because whatever you put out in your portfolio, those are the type of people that are going to come to you. So making sure that that's, you know, the type of clients that you want. And besides that, also getting some testimonials. So like working with some people. So maybe that means for her, she's going to take a couple clients that are, you know, for free just to get them under mm-hmm. her belt, or at a discounted rate, just so she can start getting reviews and be able to build up that portfolio. So that would be to me like service-based, is like starting to work with people and getting testimonials, because those are huge, I believe, in business.
And where would you say so you're saying Facebook is coming back because of live streaming. Yeah. So where would you say to really focus on promoting your business?
Yeah, I would say is finding communities that you can belong to, or creating your own would be huge. Usually, like right now, there's a big influx of Facebook communities popping up, and they've been around for a while. Like it's the groups feature within Facebook.
Right.
But the reason why they've grown so much is because of the main Facebook pages are like getting, like people just scan through them now. They're getting kind of cluttered. And so you can't get through all the noise as much with the algorithms and things like that. So when you build these communities, you're getting a lot, you know, better interaction with your audience, because it's showing up as a little notification up in the Facebook window that someone's posted in that group. Or I know a lot of people are getting really good referrals when you're active in other communities. Maybe you don't have time to create your own, but you're offering and answering a lot of questions and giving value in other groups. People start to notice that, and they start to, you know, recommend you like to answer a question, or, you know, however you can find a way to help other people. Like naturally, you know, business will usually follow that if that's, you know, the kind of business that you've built.
Yeah, I agree. And I've had the same thing mentioned to me as well with trying to create a Facebook group. And I've actually just started a Facebook closed group, because what was happening is I was getting friend requests because people were listening to the show and they wanted to interact with me somehow. And there was no place for them to do it, because you can't do it on my website. And so I thought, you know what, I don't want to not accept them, because I do want them to be part of my life. But really, my Facebook or my personal Facebook is really not so much about the show. So I do agree. And I just had to start that and figure that out. And it is challenging, because I feel like you have to just keep learning how to do all this stuff. And it might as well be another language, because you're just like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I feel like I'm doing things in the dark, and you're just hoping it works. And so, so I agree. I do think that, and I've heard the same thing with, joining other groups and participating in it, and, you know, trying to help out others where you may have expertise. So I agree. Right. I think that's great.
Well, I like that you brought up the Facebook thing, because of that was something that I wrestled with for a long time, because I would get friend requests, you know, from strangers. I mean, they're basically strangers. And so about a year, I think I want to say it was about a year ago, I kind of like drew a line in the sand and was like, you know, at Facebook, personal is going to be for my family.
Yeah.
Like you're going to see a lot more of my kids on that than you will on my Instagram. That's public.
Right.
And so I've kind of actually said, like, at conferences that, you know, we can be friends on my, you know, Facebook business page or Instagram, but like, this is my own little spot here, like that I will keep private for me. Not that there's anything even remotely interesting on it.
Oh, right. But it gets too hard to manage, especially as you keep doing more and more events. It is really hard. And I just think, and I agree, like, so my Instagram is really more towards the podcast. I kind of started at the same time. So they're both, you know, in the baby phases. And, but I don't really, I put the kids on there sometimes, but it really isn't about them. And then more in, you know, where my Facebook personal page, you know, has daddy daughter dance pictures, you know what I mean? And stuff like that and stuff. So I agree. I think if you can start that earlier on, because then you have a place that you can say, hey, go here. Like, I still want you to be in my community, and I want to be able to interact. So it gives them a place versus just not accepting them, which I don't like that feeling either. And so I actually went back through the people who had friended me and just kind of, you know, said, hey, I created this group. I would love for you to be there, just so that they have a place, and I want them to know, you know, that this Facebook group over here, if you're following Mom Inspired Show, is inclusive. Like, I want you to feel part of the group. So
yeah. No, I love that. Maybe I should start doing that. Because I just say no. I'm just like, no, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. But now I feel like that's probably rude of me.
Well, and you probably have a lot more people. I just figured now, because it's not like I have like a ton of people, but what I started noticing is all these random people that I had no idea who they were. So it wasn't even like me going to leading a conference and I've met this person. It's just, I don't know them. It's just that they've heard the podcast probably through whoever was the guest on the show and they know them. And then they're trying to reach out. And I really appreciate that support, that they're like, hey, I'd like to get to know you, or kind of see where they probably want to see like the posts that are coming out. And because they're not my friend, they can't see it. I mean, it is public because I do post it publicly on my personal page. But I mean, if they're not following me, they would have to specifically go to my page to see if something has come up. So to their defense, there was no other place for them to go. I mean, except for Instagram. So so I just created that. And also what I'm hoping too, as I'm talking to you and you're one of the guests, is I'm also hoping to have the guests come on, even if it's for the time that they're on for the week that their show airs, so that there is a way that some people can interact with that person and they don't have to stay in the group forever. But I'm noticing like when it airs, I feel like I've talked to people and I think they would like to maybe ask a question, especially based on what we're saying. And
that's great.
There's nowhere for them to do it. It's kind of like they're just probably sitting there thinking that was really great, but oh, this would have been good to know. Or or just even the guest to say, hey, I was the guest on the Mom Inspired Show this week. And if you guys have questions or if you want to chat about something, you know, this is a great place to do it. And then that also allows the guest to be able to kind of say, hey, this is my business. This is where you can find me at if you want to go. So it promotes them, but also gives them a chance within a group that they're already belong to, you know, just to kind of get to know the person a little bit better. So it builds, you know, more business for my guest. And then it also kind of allows for the community and interaction to happen. And you don't even need to leave your house. So
I love it.
Yeah. So I agree. I agree with what you're saying. So, but we're almost at the end of the show and I wanted to ask you about your upcoming projects and if you wanted to announce your retreat in the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, coming up later this month, I'm super excited. I've been working on it for several months now, is Blooming Business Kits. And this is my course library of just lots of resources and how-tos in nice little bite-sized content pieces, because I don't know about you, but having really long, lengthy courses is really overwhelming. It never gets done. At least I don't, that's how it's been for me many times. And so I created these little mini courses and trainings on different parts of marketing your business. And so I'm super excited that is coming out later this month. And then Inspired Retreat is coming this September. It's September 10th through the 13th. You can find out more information on inspiredtheretreat.com, all of the details, and you can actually reserve your seat for $500 right now. And so it's a small group. I have a feeling it will sell out very quickly. It has in the past, and especially since I'm announcing it so early this time. But I know a lot of moms out there right now are already like wondering, okay, I've got the whole yearly calendar in front of me. You know, what do I need to start holding spots for right now?
Right. So, yep.
And then the next thing I'm really excited about too, is this is kind of the next stage of Inspired Retreat. So this is Inspired Coterie. And what it is, it's a mastermind group for previous Inspired Retreat attendees. So for attendees who have attended the retreat in the last 2 years, some of them come back. We do have returning attendees, but I find a lot of them are looking for another learning and community opportunity. And so the Coterie will be in a mastermind experience. It'll be another 4-day, 3 nights in a wonderful location. So I haven't revealed yet where the first one will be, but it will be for about 10 to 12 women. And during that time, you actually go in deep dive into everybody's businesses and more use the group as a think tank to kind of, you know, answer or help solve problems in your business and take it to the next level and have that whole community experience. And I actually did a test group this past August with some of the speakers, and It was a wonderful experience. I loved leading it, and I'm just super excited now to do it for a group of attendees. So
that's really exciting. So when are you going to announce the mastermind group?
Yeah, the mastermind. So Inspired Coterie, I'm actually going to be announcing this week. Like, we're recording this now, but I'm announcing it this week. And so that will be shared soon. So, and it's actually going to be, I'll say right now, it's going to be in April. So the end of April.
Oh, okay. So that's sooner than the, and then your Inspired Retreat. Perfect.
Exactly.
That's really exciting, because I definitely feel like you need kind of a follow-up to a retreat. And, you know, sometimes you just really need other people who are in the same boat to kind of just, you know, bounce things off of, and just kind of, and also by listening to what they're going through, that you might've missed something or you didn't think it, kind of about what we were saying with the power sheets. When I'm looking at your power sheets or Lars or whatever, you kind of are like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Yes. And so I think that's really great. And I think that's fun that you're going away. So it's another chance to be able to get away and go somewhere. So is it going to be in Tennessee or are you going somewhere?
No, it's going to be another state. Yeah,
okay. That sounds fun. I can't wait for you to announce it. So, all right. So everyone will have to look for that. So speaking of that, where can people find you on social media and your website?
Yeah. So I'm at amberhousley.com and every social media channel, I am Amber Housley.
Okay, great. And so that's where everybody can go find the retreat information and the mastermind, if you've already gone to the retreat. All right, perfect. Well, Amber, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I had so much fun talking with you.
Yes, thank you. And like I said, it's so wild. Like, it's all come full circle. I'm so excited for you in this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. And there you have it. Thanks so much for listening to the Mom Inspired Show. I greatly appreciate all your support. And I just wanted to add again, if you haven't joined the Mom Inspired Show Facebook group, go ahead and do that today. All you have to do is go to my website, mominspiredshow.com/group, and it will take you right to the private group. And that way you can interact with everyone in the group. You can talk to other moms, and also the guest speakers are on there. So it's a great way just to kind of have more of a community. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next week.